unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills.
Hi, Rosie.
Hiya.
Right, so you want to dump your boyfriend, yes?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What's his name?
Phil.
Phil.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a good reason? Because I promised people yesterday we wouldn't do this just because you're a bit bored.
Yeah, I do have a good reason. He's a liar and he's a cheat.
Tell us more.
Well, he went on holiday and got off with absolutely tons of girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was that?
Cyprus.
Did you forgive him?
I did, because he said that it wouldn't happen again.
But
he started seeing some girl at uni called Lindsay.
Started, like, seeing her, they're not just friends.
Well, apparently, they're properly, like, going out, so.
And he's supposed to be going out with you?
Yeah.
God. So you've had enough?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to dump him?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
Live on Radio 1?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is great payback, though, isn't it? Yes. Oh, I wish I had this service at times, you know what I'm saying? Right, so you say in your email he's got three things that he really likes.
Yeah.
What are they?
Chelsea.
Ugh.
Oasis.
Good.
And the A-Team.
He likes the A-Team.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, really. He watches all the old videos and has posters up and everything.
So, Chelsea, Oasis and the A-Team.
Yeah.
We could get Claude Makélélé to dump him, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a much better idea.
What?
If he likes the A-Team, Rosie.
Yeah.
Who better to dump him than Mr. T?
Brilliant.
Hello?
Scott, this is Mr. T here.
Hey, Mr. T, how are you?
Good. Good morning to everybody there.
Good morning. You okay?
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Mr. T will dump Phil next on Radio 1. 8:22. Right, this is really random. Maybe the most random thing I've ever done on Radio 1. So we spoke to Rosie. She wants to dump her boyfriend, Phil. Not only did Phil get off with loads of girls on holiday in Cyprus, Rosie has now found out that he's also seeing another girl called Lindsay at the same time. Now, we found out from Rosie that his favourite things in the world are Chelsea Football Club, Oasis and the A-Team. Phil even has posters on his wall. Fact. So who better to tell Phil the unfortunate news than Mr. T?
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good morning, Mr. T. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Now, we're going to get thousands and thousands of texts now from people saying this is not the real Mr. T, because there are millions of impersonators.
I'm a fool that don't believe it's the real Mr. T. You know, I can say I would fly over there, but you know, I don't like to fly. I'm a little afraid to fly. You know, I'm not afraid of, you know, no human or nothing. You know, I'm just, you know, little timid. I beat up four or five guys in a bar, but I just don't like to fly.
Yeah, what was that flying thing all about?
It's just an act, you know, because Mr. T, he ain't afraid of nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a God-fearing man. You know, I believe in God, and I'm not afraid of nobody, the living, the dead, nor the unborn. I'm so bad, I beat my own butt three times a day. That's how tough I am.
I promise you that this is the real Mr. T before we get any more texts. Right, now you've heard what Rosie was saying about her boyfriend, didn't you?
Right. That really made me mad. You know, I don't like nobody to do ladies wrong, you know what I mean? Right. Or that really makes me mad. If I was there, I'd find that guy and punch him myself, you know, then fly on the plane and get back here to the United States, you know. But if I'm not, you tell me, since I'm not there, you tell me what you want me to do. Why don't we call this guy up? Why don't we call this fool up and let him know that he's doing something wrong?
So we're thinking, yeah, that maybe you should call him, Mr. T, and dump him.
I'd be more than happy to talk to that jerk, you know. Yes, sirree. You know, man, that makes me mad. Ooh. Oh boy, he's dead meat. That's what he is. He's dead meat. No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool. Man, that makes me mad. We see we got too much cheating going on and too many diseases being spread. You see what I mean? Oh man. Ooh, I would like to slap that guy the next week. Oh man.
It's like Dr. Mark.
Ooh, now, man. Mr. I want you to save some of your energy for when
phone
Phil.
I got tons of energy, man. If you remember Rocky 3, I told him, I said, I got plenty more. I don't get tired. To tell what the T stands for, never get tired.
Yeah. So we're going to dump him, right?
Yeah, definitely. This is what I do. This is what I do all the time. I do that with celebritymessages.com. I'm ready to rock them.
Well, was that a big plug there in the middle? Was there a website address in there somewhere?
You aren't going to say no to him plugging, though, are you?
No, I'm not.
No, it's not. I'm just, the saying is I'm going to tell Phil. That's the guy named Phil. I'm going to say, look here, Phil, you know, I'm Mr. T. I really don't like to, you know, hurt people's feelings, but you've been dumped, you through, you washed up, you finished, clown. Get out of town.
Okay. If we can call up Phil now.
Oh, yeah, call up Phil. I'm ready for Phil, man. You know, I'm going to tell you, Scott, I've had my feel of Phil. You see me? You know, I'm tired of these Phil. Over here, we got Dr. Phil. Ain't that a bunch of crap? Then we got a coach, Phil Jackson. I'm tired of all these Phil. Then we got this clown that done disrespect this woman. Oh, man. Woo!
Right,
when I get through with Phil, he'd be very ill. Oh, man.
We need to
call him up. Speed dial. I'm so mad.
We need to tell Phil that his services with Rosie are no longer required. Okay, Mr. C, let's do it. Right, I want you to give it both barrels, but I think he probably will anyway.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to tell me, you fool, man, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hello, is that Phil?
Yes.
Phil, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this for real?
Sorry?
Is this for real?
Yeah, I'm just giving you a call. How are you, right?
Okay.
Now, you know your girlfriend Rosie?
Yeah.
She says you're a massive fan of the A-Team.
Yeah, I watch it quite a lot. It's a really good show, yeah.
I've got a big surprise for you, Phil.
Okay.
Here's the surprise.
This is Mr. T. I pity the fool. This is Mr. T from the A-Team. You know, the reason why I'm calling you, not just because that you like the A-Team, but, you know, I got the word, and you know the A-Team message is that if you can find, if there's a problem, and can't nobody else solve. So, Rosie got a problem. Rosie called the A-Team, especially Mr. T. Rosie tell me that you, Phil, been cheating on her with Lindsay. And Mr. T don't like that. So she told me to tell you, you through, you dumped, you washed up, you finished. Goodbye.
What?
Phil, this ain't no joke. This is really Mr. T. And you know I don't like guys cheating on women. I don't like women cheating on guys. But enough is enough. So we gotta stop it, Phil. So I just wanna tell you. You know, that's the word. Rosie told me to tell you that she threw. She don't want to deal with you no more. She had it. You know, she's just too much. She thought she straightened up before. She gave you a chance. You didn't. You went back with Lindsay and whatnot. And she ain't going to be playing no second banana. She don't want to be playing second while somebody else playing home. You get it? Baseball terms. But basically, Rosie just had enough. She's tired of it, you know. She said, no, you know. So she wanted to be with Lindsay, you go ahead and be with Lindsay. She'll find a good man herself. And that's what she told me to tell you.
No way.
Phil.
Yeah.
You just spoke to Mr. T from the A-Team. But you are dumped. Yeah!
Hey, God, you did good, brother.
I love that. Thank you very much, Mr. T, for your help.
Man, thank you, guys. I'll see you when I come over there.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks, Mr. T.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, everybody. And God save the Queen.
Mr. T, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
How was that, Rosie?
Brilliant.
Listen, I hope you have better luck with your next boyfriend.
Oh, thank you. The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills, Cash Chris is on a holiday. National Radio.